Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If Adam would have ate of that tree of life, he'd still be around today. So God puts that tree of life back on in operation, back here on earth, in the millennial reign of Christ. Let me take you a little farther. In eternity, when he creates a new heaven and a new earth, you read in Revelation 21, again, that tree of life is once again back in operation. That's not for us. We're going to have a glorified body. That tree of life will be for those naturalized orders, those people who will be living still in their, with that blood pumping through their veins, so to speak, in their fleshly bodies. They will live forever. They will never die. Won't that be so? So during the millennium, they enter into as saved people, but they're going to have children. And they're going to have children. And they're going to have children. Those children of those saved people have to be saved. Yo, did I say that right? My head is spinning so fast. They're going to have children. But just because mom and dad is saved does not mean they're saved. Just like today. Just because your mom and dad is saved, you don't go to heaven on mom and dad's coattails or apron string. You go to heaven by the grace of God and placing your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Same thing in the millennium. These kids accept Christ as their Savior or they reject Him. If they reject Him, we read that at the age of 100, God thumps them in the head, so to speak, and kills them, okay? And they move on. Are y'all following? Okay. All right. And that's what he's talking about. He's going to slay the wicked, back in Isaiah 11:4. And his righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins and the faithfulness of the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the young lion and the fatling together and little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed together. A bear eating grass. Interesting. He takes all that away from them. Where they're no longer the flesh eating, you know. Every time I think of this passage of scripture, I think of Lion King. When my kid years ago, when we watched Lion King, was it Pumbaa and Timon? I don't know whoever it was. Anyway, that lion started looking at his friend. Remember that? Who was that? The girl. It wasn't Simba. Whatever. Maybe it was Simba. Whoever it was, and he started saying, "You're my friend." You remember? He's gonna eat that. That won't happen in the millennium. Verse number 8, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and as the waters cover the sea. There, I have a note here. There will not be any evangelism in the millennium. Nobody will go door knocking or go to the farmer's market. Like our fellows do on Saturday and Sunday. Hey, do you know the Lord? In the millennium, everybody's going to know Christ. Now, not personally as a Savior, but they're going to know Him. They're going to know He rules and reigns. And that's what it means here in verse number 9. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I got a couple more. Let me give you these. This is good. Isaiah chapter number 2, verses 2 and 3, while we're here in Isaiah. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established. Again, this is the millennial reign of Christ. Shall at the top of the mountains, this is talking about Jerusalem, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Now look at this. And he will teach us his ways. And we will walk in his path, for out of the Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Again, what a Sunday school class that's going to be. Jesus is going to teach us. He's going to teach the Gentiles. He's going to teach the Jews. They go up to Jerusalem, for he's teaching. Let me give you one more. Micah chapter number 4. Then we're going to put it all together. Micah chapter number 4, verses 1 and 2. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And time won't allow me to read the rest of that. But boy, you're talking about a wonderful time. Back in let's go back to Hebrews real quick. When he talks about, I'm going to write in them their hearts, I will be to them a God. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, verse number 11, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. I have a note here that I want to touch on. During the millennial reign of Christ, Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years. Now, he was only here on earth for 30-some years, but his ministry was three and a half years. And during those 3 years, he affected this whole world. During those 3 years. 3.5 years of his personal ministry. Imagine what he will do when he's here for 1,000 years and he's ruling and reigning. And let me give you this and we're going to move on. There was a fella that started a movement, the Church of the Nazarene, called T.F. Breezy. Okay, he was a founder of the Church of the Nazarene. Good man. And there's a lot of good Nazarene people. Before I say anything, there's a lot of bad Baptists. Okay, so I'm not picking on anybody, okay? But this, the S.F. Breeze got it from John Wesley and the Holiness Movement that you could so live as you can eradicate your sin nature. In other words, you could live a sinless life. They teach that. Now, I ain't met nobody like that yet. Only one I know like that is Jesus Christ, and I hadn't met him face to face. One day I will. But the problem with that, he had the idea, but he was about 1,000 years too early. The sin nature will be eradicated during the millennium, at the end of the millennium, when we see that in Revelation 21, behold, I create all things new. There's no more sin, no more sickness, no more sorrow. The sin nature will be eradicated from the natural order. Are you following? It talks about, I will give them a pure heart. I will give them a clean heart. Only Jesus could do that. That's why when you get into the new heaven and the new earth, and they have that clean, pure heart, their children that they have will be sinless. Remember Adam and Eve? If Adam and Eve would not have sinned, their children would be sinless. But because of that, sin entered the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. But God, listen, when Satan did that, he didn't thwart God's plan. God didn't say, oh, no, what am I going to do now? Well, he sure messed up my plans with that. No. Let me finish. I have another page of notes. I'll finish it next week. In the final, we call it final God's final order, Revelation 21 and 22. He's going to have basically three types of beings that will worship him forever and ever. The angelic order. And I'm putting all that in one big glob. You're talking the cherub, the seraph, all the beasts, all these things. The angelic order will worship God forever. The glorified order, that's us. We're going to have a body like Christ. We won't be little gods, but we'll have a glorified body. And we're going to worship God forever in our glorified body. And then there's that naturalized order. As God started out with Adam and Eve, that's going to continue for eternity, forever. People will be in their natural body, perfect, sinless, living forever because that tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden is put back into place in Revelation 21. We also see it, Revelation 22, I'm sorry. Brother, you see it there, that tree, the fruit was for the healing of the nations. That's a whole other story. But once you get that picture, when he says, I'm going to give them a clean heart, a pure heart, I make all things new, that's what he's talking about. It's yet future, and even so, come Lord Jesus. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love, your forgiveness, your mercy toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Our Father, it's our prayer. Perhaps there's somebody here that's never been saved. I pray that today be that day. This will be the hour that they realize they're separated from a whole. They're a sinner. And the only access to heaven is through your Son, Jesus. May be that day in your name. Bless our worship. May you be pleased with all that takes place here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.